I'd also like to see more mindfulness. I believe there's a book by a Vietnamese monk, a Vietnamese teacher, which is very popular at the moment, on, is it the way of mindfulness? Does anyone remember what it's called? I think you know the one I'm referring to. The miracle of mindfulness. Ah, now why do you think he calls it a miracle? Probably because mindfulness is very rare. It's like walking on the water, or, you know, changing all the stones into fishes, or whatever it was. the water into wine. Yeah. So, you know, if you practice mindfulness, it's a real miracle. Yeah. It's so extraordinary. It's so unusual. It's so unprecedented. It just doesn't happen all that often. So yes, it's a very appropriate title, that miracle of mindfulness. So please practice that miracle. Please become well versed in that miracle. As Buddhists, we're not supposed to perform miracles in the literal sense, but let me assure you, you are allowed to perform the miracle of mindfulness. So don't be shy of it. Don't hesitate. And yes, I think probably the more people read that little book on the miracle of mindfulness, the better. It's not so much that you have to strain and struggle to be mindful while you're meditating or while you're in the shrine room. You need to be mindful all of the time, aware all of the time, conscious all of the time in the fullest sense, and also maintain your continuity of purpose. Because we can get so easily diverted and distracted, now doing this and now doing that, and forgetting what we're really supposed to be doing, and even in the most ordinary sense. I've given all sorts of illustrations of this kind of thing before, 12, 15 years ago in my lectures. But still it seems that mindfulness is a very difficult lesson for us to learn. So I would like to see, in the course of the next 20 years, an increase in the practice of mindfulness in ordinary everyday life, within the movement, within the order. And I'd like to see, and this is also a connected point, I'd like to see an improvement in people's manners. Some people think that manners are very sort of, well, middle class. They're very Victorian. So if you're rude and ill-mannered, you just show how free and spontaneous you are and how much of an individual you are. But I'm afraid that isn't really the case at all. If you're ill-mannered, you just show how crude and uncultured you are and how lacking in sensitivity for other people and their feelings. So I would like to see an improvement in the course of the next 20 years in manners within the order. I'm not suggesting that manners should become, you know, very, very formal. I'm not suggesting that when a gentleman meets a lady, as Polish officers, I remember, used to do during the war, and won the heart of many a British maiden in that way, with these smart clicks of the heel and the little bow from the waist, it really bowled them over. I can remember it very well. Some of my English friends tried to imitate it, but they just couldn't do it like the Poles, and especially when the Poles, you know, quite handsome, had little moustaches which they could twirl at the same time. The poor English men didn't stand a chance. But I'm not speaking of manners, you know, in that sort of sense. Manners, in a sense, are genuine politeness. When you hear a ring at the door, you just go to answer it. You open the door. You don't say, I've heard it. I've seen it. I've heard people answering the phone. Yes. Now, these are not good manners. If our mothers didn't teach us, if our fathers didn't teach us, we've got to teach ourselves. Because it smooths the way of, you know, social intercourse and friendly communication, and not only among ourselves, but with the outside world at all. And we must never forget that we may be the first Buddhist that someone has ever met. Again, I've talked about this before. So let not people think, because they've met you, that Buddhists are rude or ill-mannered or thoughtless or anything of that sort. This is all very basic stuff. I mean, Ananda spoke in terms of a sort of magical mystery tour of the future, but I'm afraid I'm simply reminding you of some very basic things and expressing my hope that these basic things will be given greater attention in the course of the next 20 years. And connected with this question of better manners, there's the question also of what I sometimes call mutual kindness. I must say, I've been rather surprised sometimes to see that order members aren't always very kind to one another. They don't always not only speak kindly to one another, they don't always treat one another very kindly or very considerately. And I'd really like to see a great improvement in this area too, in the course of the next 20 years.